Si es que nunca pude dejar de amarte, fracasa el intento por olvidarte. Resultado estaba vivir sin ti, pero llegaste. Deja que me embriague con tus caricias, con tu pecho abierto cierra mi herida. Brindame los sueños que me negaste, hazme feliz. We'll be right back.
I don't care where you come from, as long as you're a black man.
You are an African.
Now, never mind your nationality. Nationality.
Yeah. Strong and healthy.
Thank you. I'm just celebrate a birthday too, you know. I'm 49 still.
49. Yeah, give thanks and praise. Yes, far right. Congratulations, Aya. Yes, far right. So, yeah, I'm on a tour.
Yeah, I'm on a tour and just started. This is the first show. Tour, and I'm glad it started in Holland.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because I have a lot of fans here at Lyon. You know what I mean? And I'd like to. A long time in a touch base with them,
mm-hmm.
You know.
True.
Been touching base with them online, but not in the physical sense.
True. So they have been around.
Oh yeah, around the world, brother.
Where do I rest more time? Where do I live?
In Jamaica,
in Jamaica.
But now I spend a lot of time over in Africa and South America right now because the music is really spreading. You know, the cultural music is the other places where I was in. You know, in South America, in Chavez country, the late Chavez.
Yes.
There is turmoil there. People don't have medicine.
Is it Venezuela? Yes, Venezuela.
There's no medicine. Yeah. The infrastructure is tore down and all of that. And I was called to go there and perform, and I did for free. You know, just to give the people hope. Through the music, you know, sister, and it worked. I at first, a lot of people was worried, and family members, any minute a civil war can break out, and blah blah blah. I went and I did my part as a humanitarian, the man on planet Earth.
Yes, Farah.
If we help one another, you know.
Yes, Farah. Yeah. So how did this all start? Yeah.
Well, it all started for me. After my brother died, Jim Kelly, because Jim Kelly was the one who took the music out of the house and bring it in the street. As a family member, he was the one who started it. Jim Kelly used to DJ on a sound system called Kilimanjaro back in the days, along with Early B, Super Cat. As a matter of fact, it was Jim Kelly who first gave Super Cat a mic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And coined the phrase. A race champion, you know, and a kill champion. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I've been around a lot of greats, you know, Charlie Chaplin, Josie Wales, the early greats. And so, music is something that is always in me. So, after my brother died in 1983, I was a youngster, I'm 14 years old, I'm the last one, you know, in the family. And so, one night, like 2 years after his death, after his passing, I got a vision from him. Since you need to finish this work, you know.
I
want you. I choose you out of all of them to finish this work. Because I was always dabbling. I was always writing and scribbling down lyrics. You know? But I never started. I never really took it serious like that yet. But when I get the vision, I realize that this is more than just, you know, something that is an hobby. And if someone from the other side of the plane can reach out to me across the veil and say, I want you to continue, I choose you to finish my work and continue onward.
And that carry you through still this day.
Yes, and the to put an exact date on it, it was 1986. 1986.
Yes,
1986 was... still a youngster. Still a youngster.
Thanks for that information, Aya.
Yes, sir.
Rastafari. And okay, like we say, still good to see the eye.
Yes, sir.
Up in this eye, you are conscious, strong as
Thank
always.
Thank you very much.
And really a joy.
Yeah,
and I want to tell you, back in those days, you know, I'm really, because I'm coming from the cassette days and the vinyl, you know, so I know. That's how we get my roots from the foundation.
Yeah.
From. how our artists bust in Jamaica back then, mm-hmm. because them time there, now you have a lot of youngsters, really and truly, that are getting the break now than in my time. Mm-hmm. In my time, youngsters don't get breaks so easily, mm-hmm. you know, and you will have to be, them the time a sound system run the place.
Sound system.
Yeah, rubber dub sound. Mm-hmm. And you have to be a rookie or you're going through probation and a sound system, you know, unwritten rule that is there. You ask the owner if you can, and you warm the mic early, and then the big artist them come in at the, in at the 1 o'clock hours in the morning, and so on. But me appreciate it. And one of the things that I did was, everywhere, you know, we have a term, we say, pananak, meaning, anywhere sound system set up, any local function, whether it's a barbecue, a fete, and in every community them used to keep, especially the middle class community that we call a housing scheme, housing project, where them used to have barbecue, you know, every once a year in the summer.
True.
And there was a stage, sometimes them have bands, sometimes them have only you know, tracks. I always find myself on those. So the full 14 parish I travel and fish out. Remember, I don't know, it wasn't cell phone time, you know. It was call box. And when you hardly have phones in the house, you know, because at the time, my house never did have a house phone. You know, so when I left the house, my mother worry and fret.
Yeah.
I said, what about our last boy? Right, you know what I mean? But give thanks to the Almighty, I was protected and shielded. You know, from the elements, because sometimes I can't even get bus to come back home. Mm-hmm. I'm in Negril, or in St. Thomas, in Portland, fishing out all the little various...
I have to go back to Kingston.
I have to go back to Kingston.
Yeah.
So at that time, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the AM, there's no bus,
no
transportation, so I have to wait till 5 in the morning, you know, or 6 to get a ride to go back. But I appreciate love how I came up. It made me have a different perspective and look at music and the journey from a different angle.
All right.
And I think, in fact, I am positively sure that it makes me who I am today.
Yes,
you know, strong and, you know, and worthy to be here and be counted as one of the contributors towards the greater good of reggae music.
Just before the concert start, I did have a reading with a young artist, and I told them the importance of sound system. How we do sound system?
Of course,
system.
Of course, it's important.
We do sound system, and how that
build you up. That's how me tour first, you know, and sound system, 14 parish all over Jamaica.
And I'm gonna talk about it. Yes. So me glad me know. That's why this is the greatest of the world. I am.
Yes, man. Me like that foundation. I'm glad I got, cause in my time, you know, it was about to. It was, I get the tail end of the rubber dub sound when it was going out and juggling sounds start coming in with them play dub plates and artists not come toast the mic so easy. Rubber dub sound, so I get the tail end probably the last 10 years when rubber dub sound was kind of going out and them have juggling sound are coming where in play music and in play dub plate.
You know,
instead of the artists come and perform.
Then it
changed the way this. I get the tail end of the transition. And I'm really glad me get they get to appreciate love and that, get that the work part there.
Same
get that work part there done that. Because guess what? For them artists, you know, regrettably, unfortunately, then we do a one song in our studio and the song hits, right? Mm-hmm. But they cannot do a tour and they don't know how to perform or present themselves. Mm-hmm. But they just get a quick break and they're here. So there's a big severing between the artist with the artist with the experience would I like to reach out to a youngster, help him to bring him and get him stronger. But when you them boss them tend to not deal with the elders them. You know, them things them arrive and them know everything and I just want to tell them, you know, me on the program,
all
I just
right.
want to tell all the artists
that's
them.
My,
the young
what's my
artists,
next
them,
question, yeah.
Young artists them say stay away from the elders. Try to reason with them and try to make them love you because we are staying away from the youngsters, the young artists, because they shun us, you know, and we're not going to be around you guys if you don't want us around. You know, so we just appeal to the young artists, them say, there is no new without the old. Because we are the foundation. I rely on my foundation before I forward. Mm-hmm. I'm a one of the youngsters, them to do the same.
All right.
It's very important.
Give thanks.
Only can get greater.
Yeah.
Yes, far right. Yeah. Yes, far right. So they are working on any project, right? There's a new project from the eye.
Yeah, okay. Well, me have a new album. It's going to come out in January. Mm. I'm in the process of mixing and I have like 4 songs left to voice. But the lyrics is not the issue because I have it. It's just that it's in between work.
Mm. Yeah. Yes.
So I'm fly out, I come back. Yes. You understand? Yeah, right.
Urban Poet is out for a while now.
Yeah. So I'm working on the new album. I don't even name it yet, but it's going to be out in January.
Did I want to leave a message behind my listeners?
Of course, His foundation is the holy mountain. Lord God, your Rastafari love gets before. May I tell everyone, say, whether you're Rasta, whether you're Caucasian, whether you're Indian, we are all one. We are united. The first race is the human race. A lot of people tend to forget that. It's not the black race or the white race. That's why when individual ask me, say, oh, where I'm from? I say, planet Earth. Yeah, that's funny that we're in planet Earth. And I say, what do you mean? I say, because you forgot one thing, that the first race is the human race. Mm-hmm. Always remember that. So the ages and the prejudice, that is outdated for so long now. And on this program, yeah, Red Lion and I, you know, I tell the item, say, right now, humanity have to unite. You know, we have to unite because we breathe the same air. We laugh and we cry. We're hardworking and we're spiritual. So tap into your spirituality. Tap into your culture and it will show you. Don't forget about the past because you're doomed to repeat it. You know, and be the global example now for youth and youth. Humanity is the way. Kindness, cleanliness, roots and culture. One aim, one destiny. Junior Kelly said that.
Yes, sir.
Unity has changed.
Yeah, man.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir. Thanks, man, Junior Kelly. You know.
Thanks for the world.
Desprezou seu amor.